Earlier this week, the Anchorage School Board dealt with a situation it hadn't encountered in several years, more students enrolling than predicted. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
In its 2008-2009 budget, the school district projected a September enrollment of just under 48,000 students. On September 3rd, enrollment passed 48,100. By Monday, that number had jumped another 100 students. The unexpected numbers produced an administration request for more teachers and tutorial aides. School Superintendent Carol Como told the board that the need for a September staff increase fit a once familiar pattern.
I realize it's been 4 years since we've been in this situation, but this used to be routine every single fall.
While this fall's enrollment exceeds the 2008 projection, it does not reverse the continuing falling student numbers of recent years. Last year, Anchorage's September enrollment was approximately 48,500, about 300 more students than this year's latest tally. Still, the unexpected students have produced that staffing shortfall. The administration requested hiring the equivalent of 18 full-time teacher positions, 15 for elementary schools and 3 for the high schools. The district also asked for 15 and a half aide positions, namely English language learner tutors and special education teacher assistants. Total cost of the staffing boost? A little over $1,700,000.
At this time, we're not asking for increasing of the upper limit. We'll watch it carefully because when we submit our paperwork on the 20-day count period in October and reconciliation of the OASIS report, we'll have a better idea if, in fact, we need to go back to to you first, to increase the upper limit overall and then go back to the assembly. But at this time, we're not asking for that.
OASIS stands for Online Alaska School Information System. The OASIS reconciliation report Como referred to resolves disputes where two or more districts might claim the same student for revenue purposes. The 20-day October count period is when the State Department of Education determines the exact number of students enrolled in a school district. That figure is the basis for the state's per-student funding support. School board member John Steiner said one aspect of the staffing request troubled him.
I certainly have no objection to having enough teachers so that we're not having way oversized classes, but could I please get a little more explanation on the finances? If we're not changing the upper limit, then this money is coming out of some currently budgeted categories.
Administration staff said several remaining unknowns made it difficult this early in the school year to determine exactly how close the district was to its budgetary upper limit as authorized by the Anchorage Assembly. But it looked like sufficient wiggle room might arise for the needed funding. Como assured Steiner the administration would not overextend the budget. Other areas would be cut if necessary to assure sufficient classroom staffing. Member Tim Steele had another worry.
My concern is that we're going to have a tough time trying to hire people because school's already started most places. We certainly need to get out there as soon as we can and start trying to hire those folks.
Como said the principals were already contacting possible teachers. She didn't say how the tutor and aide search was progressing. The board unanimously approved the hiring request. Como told the board the late student registrations may continue.
I actually met with Gloria O'Neill from Cook Inland Tribal Council, and I've talked to Margie Brown in the past from Siri. Their information is that a number of families are truly waiting to get the rebate checks and the PFDs so they have enough money to kind of close up their living quarters and then pay for the transportation to come in.
Como says that rural influx is likely to impact primarily the Fairbanks, Mat-Su, and Anchorage school districts, and could extend through September into October. This is Len Anderson.